including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. In a statement, their president, Philip Ellis, said NCBA appreciates the support of the Senate on final passage of Trade Promotion Authority, a fundamental step to securing future free trade deals that will allow beef producers greater access to foreign markets. Cattlemen and women have seen tremendous value in trade, exporting over $7.1 billion worth of U.S. beef in 2014, which alone accounts for over $350 in added value per head of cattle in the U.S. This value is not just from increased demand, but also from adding value to variety meats that have very limited value here at home. As the demand for U.S. beef continues to grow around the world, the future success of the beef industry rests in our ability to meet foreign demand without interference of tariff and non-tariff trade barriers. With TPA passed, the U.S. can focus on finalizing trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that will give us greater access to consumers throughout the Pacific Rim. National Pork Producers Council President Dr. Ron Prestidge said, "Now we need U.S. trade negotiators to get the best deal possible from the other TPP countries and to finalize one of the most significant regional trade agreements ever. MPPC calls on U.S. trade negotiators to conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Asian-Pacific Regional Trade Deal." Prestidge said U.S. trade negotiators now have the leverage they need to close the TPP negotiations, and the U.S. pork industry needs TPP to continue growing our exports. But it's not just the livestock industry who is pleased with this action, as the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, and the Produce Marketing Association are among many other groups also pleased that TPA is now headed to the president for his signature. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.